for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
Richmond lead by 6 points. Can they hold on? Benny Castor call the draw.
30 players around the ball. Throw in. Darling contest, took it out of the ruck, tried to handball. In goes McGovern and he's given away a free kick.
Well, that might be enough.
Yeah, that might be enough. He just was a little overzealous with the tackling attempt, was McGovern. And at the bottom of that pack is Vlorston. And he will take the free and he will just look to waste some time.
Box ticking.
Already under 27 seconds remaining. That might be enough. Richmond have come from 24 points down at quarter time. And look like recording a famous victory late in the season. Is there one last twist in the tail? There's not, because Hooley takes it. He just thumps a big high barrel towards centre-half forward. How will it sit? Rioli's dangerous. Nelson's there. Rioli did okay. Shepherd, ball spills out. The Tigers are going to win. There's 5 seconds remaining. There it is. Richmond, home in a thriller. 13-10-88. West Coast 13-4-82.
We knew it was going to be a ripper, and that's exactly what we got. Sunday afternoon at the G, in pretty slippery conditions. 24 points the Eagles led by at quarter time, but Richmond overturned that in the last quarter. Final change was 1 point, and Richmond in the end get the chockies and surge into the top four. Cochin will return next week. Dustin was amazing today. Richmond win this one on round 22 by 6 points. 6 points to the Tigers.
We're from Tigerland, a fighting fury. We're from Tigerland. In any weather, you will see us with a grin, risking head and shin. If we're behind, then never mind. We'll fight and fight and win. For we're from Tigerland. We never weaken till the final siren's gone. Like the tiger of old, the storm and river.
There was a lot of conjecture when Tom Lynch moved down from the Gold Coast to Richmond. He started the season slowly as he started to get some cohesion with his new teammates. Riewoldt was out. He's come back in. The two of them are working nicely together. Lynch got two last quarter goals, and here he is now. Dave, I thought we had Tommy Lynch at boundary side. We haven't got him. I heard him talking. My fault. Here he is now. Thanks, Davey boy.
Get ready for those conditions.
And the Tiger Army stuck it out all day today in the wet and rain. So what message do you have to them today?
Yeah, they're great. They come every week. Hopefully get some warmer weather for them because they've been coming up and it's been pretty cold. So, yeah, it's great.
Thanks so much, Tom. Go join the boys. But, guys, we will be back here next week for our last game of the home and away season when we play Brisbane.
Tommy Lynch was it. We got there late. I was just saying he's kicked 53 goals. He kicked, Sean, 2 goals in the last quarter. And when the game was on the line, I don't know whether he did it or the message came, but he shuffled back into the back half just to set them up nicely.
Yeah, he did. He rolled back behind. But before that, he really did give him a target, didn't he? He took that great mark at the top of the goal square, but he was huge for him in their fight back. And like I said, just gave him a presence up forward.
Boys, we'll take a quick break because the Richmond players are heading to all parts to thank their faithful fans. There was a lot of them here. Did you get a crowd, Bucky? Didn't see a crowd. 57,000 on a wet Sunday
afternoon.
Just quickly
around the grounds. Good old-fashioned shootout, 43-33 in favour of the Dogs. Nearly end of the first quarter there.
We'll come back shortly. Sean Higgins to analyse this great game of footy. Last night, Geelong went down by a point at the Gabba, and today, one kick again, 6 points. We love footy. We hope you love it as much as we do. It's heading towards September, the business end of the season. Richmond get it done at the G by 6 points on Live Bree, K-Rock Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football covers the biggest games across the country every weekend. And every weekend gives you the chance to win a share in thousands.
Thanks very much.
K-Rock Footy Tipping. Powered by Momentum Energy. If you've signed up to tip for the AFL, GFL or BFL, make sure you complete your tips for this weekend's round for the chance to win our cash.
Yeah.
KRockFootball.com.au.
Powered by Momentum Energy. Visit MomentumEnergy.com.au.
Kickstart your dream at the Warrilili Display Village Sunday, September 1 from 12 p.m. Enjoy loads of free entertainment, including live music, footy mascots, rides and more. The footy train will take you to all 26 amazing display homes by leading builders and find the footy jumpers to go into the draw to win tickets to the AFL Grand Final. Get $10,000 towards your build deposit, amazing builder bonuses and upgrade offers. One weekend only at Warrilili. For terms and conditions or to find out more, see kickstartwarrilili.com.
Introducing the new Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread Sub from Subway. Garlic bread, triple cheese, all melty and bubbling to perfection. Then filled with your favourite ingredients. Give in to the sub life. You know you want to. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
A City to Surf solar rebate update.
A reminder that the latest government rebate for new solar systems is being rolled out slower due to overwhelming demand and government caps. With uncertainty and delays causing industry hardships, trust City to Surf Solar. We guarantee installation with the up to 50% rebate. Be very careful who you choose. Talk to one of our experts today.
To find out more about the government rebate, see citytosurfsolar.com.au.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warrilili, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Oh, I thought we were coming back with a highlight. Bryce has done me there. There's been plenty of highlights here today. Bryce are maybe just caught up in his own bathwater, being a Richmond supporter back in K-Rock HQ. The Tiger fans are streaming out of the G now. Richmond players are heading downstairs. 88-82. It was the Tigers by 6 points. Let's go down there now because our own Darren Parkin is in the Tigers' den as they make their way into the dressing rooms.
Yeah, I think relief is the optimum word down here. Although now they're starting to jump into some fairly strong applause. So a gutsy win, given they lost the lead a couple of times in the last quarter. And led into the rooms by Nathan Broad and Tom Lynch, who kicked goals in that last term. Dylan Grimes, who walking unassisted and without a limp after the nasty injury that he appeared to cop just before three-quarter time. But that's a special one for the Tigers to move back into the top four. And as we said sort of last week, it's almost as if now the finals have started sort of 2 weeks early for them with this game and the Brisbane game, and it would have been Collingwood and Geelong fans sort of sweating over that result as well. Here we go.
Pretty happy with that one, Dash, I reckon, the Tigers.
Absolutely. I think it's a quirk of the fixture. They haven't played West Coast in their last 36 matches or something like that. So
okay.
To get those battles against those other premiership contenders is hugely significant. I think they lost to them last year, and before that wouldn't have played them since round three of their premiership year. So
yeah, it was round 9, 2018, the last time these two sides met. The Eagles actually won that game by 47 points.
Who you got, Dash, or are they going to a meeting? Have you got any idea?
We're going to have Bashar Hooley. They're just giving him a couple of minutes just to sort of gather amongst themselves. There won't be a meeting, but we'll get him in a couple of minutes.
All right, you yell out upstairs to Dave as soon as you got him. We'll chat amongst ourselves upstairs
just,
here.
Just that live ladder quickly. Brisbane obviously remain on top. The Cats will be in second. West Coast, who were looking to jump the Cats into second place, will remain third. And Richmond will jump back over the Pies and into fourth position. Collingwood fifth. GWS won't go anywhere, even if they beat the Bulldogs this afternoon. The Bulldogs looking to press their claims to get into the eight.
Yeah, well, we'll have a look at that as we wash up here. I've got round 23 fixture in front of me, and there's some interesting games, obviously. We'll talk about that a little bit more because I think we've got a caller on the line right now. We'll have a quick chat to Greta. Thanks for joining us, Greta. Very good.
There you go, and what a game!
Greta, are you a Tiger fan?
No, Oh, come on. You should know that. Come on. I'm a Richo fan, remember?
Yeah, well, in these trying conditions, Greta, it suited your Tigers, and they were sensational. I can tell in your voice, great game, and the Tigers are showing they're the real deal again. Might have lost Greta, have
Nothing
we?
To Greta.
She just faded out. She's so excited. Apologies there, Greta.
Oh,
we
are going to win, bro. Don't worry. The flag is ours.
The
we're
flag
on our
is.
Way.
Who are you going to play in the grand final, Greta? You're going to win it, of course, but who are you going to play? Have we seen it today? Is it the West Coast? Is that who you'll play?
Oh, look, I don't really care who we play as long as we get there.
All right. Well, Greta, you enjoy yourself tonight. We hope, with our K-Rock hats on, we'd love to see Richmond and Geelong in a grand final. But tell you what, Greta, give us a call in 3 or 4 weeks' time as we're heading into the granny, and I'll hold you to your call that you're going to win the flag. Love your enthusiasm, Greta, and thanks for calling us.
No worries. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Greta's going into the draw. She's a regular for, don't forget that fantastic package, $7,000 from City to Surf Solar. For one of our lucky callers, we've moved into the fifth quarter thanks to City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes. Waiting downstairs for Dasher Park and the grab holder Basher Hooley, who played a sensational game. Sean Higgins, just while we're waiting for Basher Hooley, West Coast and Richmond. I mean, the conditions in the second half were tough, but they are obviously two premier teams in this competition.
Yeah, clearly it was a great performance from both, really, because we saw what West Coast can do when it's dry game and they get it on their terms. So it was a gallant performance from both, but really impressive, wasn't it, Richmond, in terms of the way that they fought back and really, Buck will go through the numbers, but they controlled the game after quarter time in the end to be plus 21 up in contested possessions and plus 18 in inside 50s. If it wasn't the conditions, they probably would have kicked away by even more because they really did grab the game by the scruff of the neck.
What happened to the Eagles, Sean, in that period of time? Because they showed late in the game they could move a little bit quicker and get their...
They did go quicker, didn't they? But early on, they were controlling the game, but it was slow. It was a lot more kick mark. Really did try and make the ground as big as possible and keep it off Richmond. Once Richmond took it back to the contest and turned it a little bit of speed into the game when they got the ball, it looked like they were able to get control of the game again. It was interesting. It was contrasting styles and... be interesting to see which one they take going into the finals.
Just told your thoughts, Sean. Plenty more analysis, but we're not going to keep this man waiting. He played a sensational game today. Kicked that last big torpedo. Basher Hooley was sensational. He's with our own Darren Parkin.
Certainly is, and, mate, 5 goals down, reigning premiers, difficult conditions, and it puts you back in the top 4. I imagine that's a pretty special win as wins go.
Yeah, it is. It's probably one of the greater wins I've been involved in for a few years, to be quite honest. You know, it was a tough game. We knew that was going to be a big, big challenge. West Coast in fantastic form, reigning premiers. And, you know, it doesn't matter where they play, they always bring a great effort and, you know, a consistent four quarters. But credit to our boys, we knew that if we stuck strong and stick to the process, we'll be able to fight back and get involved or back into the game.
Even though West Coast rallied again in the last quarter, your playing style really does seem to stand up in these difficult conditions. You must feel, at least when the rains come down, that your style of play is going to stand up.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty confident that our, you know, obviously the rain does favour us a little bit because of the style of play we go about, and you know, obviously the talls they have in comparison to our shorts. But you know, we asked one thing of our shorter players today, it's just to compete, bring the ball to ground, and back our system. So when the rain came about, we you know, nothing changes. You stick to the process, and you know, just fight to the end.
Basher, thanks so much for joining us on K-Rock. Darren Berry upstairs with Benny Casanilla. Sean Higgins is with me and also Heath Buck. It was a great win in trying conditions. And also congratulations to yourself. A couple of weeks back you brought up your 200th game. You must be enormously proud. I know you're a humble man. I've heard a lot of people speak about your career. But 200 games at this level, Basher, when you started out, we'll get onto the game, but just wanted to ask you that question because it's a fine achievement to register 200.
Yeah, honestly, I never thought I'd achieve that sort of milestone. You know, for me, it was just about every opportunity that I get, make the most of it. You know, the years plugged along, obviously, a really tough start with when I was at Essendon, not playing many games. But, you know, I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity Richmond's given me. They've given my family, my community, and, you know, as a result, I just want to give back something in return.
And you are in spades, the way you're playing and the work you're doing off the field, Basher. None of us know you, but we love how you go about it. 29 points, I think Darren might have mentioned. West Coast jumped you at the start, but it didn't seem... Good sides don't panic, and you guys just seem to slowly, slowly edge your way back in. And when the final siren sounds, you're in front by six. It's a sign of a great team.
Look, the one thing we do focus on is the ability to stay calm regardless of what's happening.
Yep.
We just focus on the process, and we trust our system that, you know, we can bounce back. And it's, you know, something that we pride ourselves down back is we always focus on the next moment, and whatever's happened, we can't bring it back, and just, we know we're confident enough that we've got the ability, providing we stick to the structures and try to compete to the best of possible.
Basher, you've obviously negotiated your way through the season, not you personally, but the club. You had some struggles early doors, some injuries, now you're getting players back. But I suppose one of the most important things for a club on the eve of finals is that you've got your good players in good form. And, I mean, Dustin Martin and Shane Edwards, particularly the last couple of weeks, and Dustin Martin today, those two blokes, just their creativity and playmaking for you is so crucial, and they're actually in red-hot form.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. It's these guys are great players at the football club, great people more importantly, and they fit into our system perfectly. It's the culture we create at the football club, and you know, Shane just keeps keeps shining every single week, and he's 31, he's my agent as well, but looks like he's 22. And Dusty, you know, just he's just a special man, and just keeps performing consistency, and he's walking past me right now. He's an absolute legend.
Yeah, he is. He's a fantastic player, wonderful to watch from up here in the cheap seats. I know you've already lost Alex Rouse. Did you have a little glance over when you saw Dylan Grimes?
Yes.
Did you know Dylan Grimes had come from the field? He seemed to be not weight-bearing at all, and he came back like Lazarus about 10 minutes later.
Yeah, I had my heart dropped, to be quite honest. Just he's been a sensational player for a number of years, and particularly when Renzi went down, and you know, the way him and David Asprey have stepped up as a combo, it's special. It just goes to show that when a soldier goes down, another one steps up, and I think it's a credit to the majority of our backs, all our backs, to be quite honest. We've shared the load, and hopefully we're on something, we're on a great journey.
I agree. Some unheralded names down there, but they just keep getting it done. The two you mentioned, and Broad, and you're doing a wonderful role off halfback. I spoke before we come downstairs to you, Basher, about Tom Lynch. When he came down, a lot of hype, and started, I'd say, fractionally slowly, just to get used to the new group, and the synergy's always important. Rewold out, he comes back in. But it must be exciting for you at the other end of the ground when you look up and you see Rewalt and Lynch. Lynch kicked three, and then he thought he'd come and join you boys in the back half for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I noticed that. I fed a handball to him, and he gave me one in return. So, Lynch is a special man. He's a guy that we knew if we persist with, and you know, back his system or back the way he goes about his football, it was just gonna be the moment where he will turn. And having Jack there is just sensational. You know, the Twin Towers, that they're fantastic together. They complement each other. It's not about who kicks the goal. It's about us kicking the goal.
Basher, you're 31. We need to know what your diet is, because you're playing like, you mentioned a couple other players playing like a 22-year-old, but, geez, you show no signs of slowing up.
I don't know, boys. I'm just enjoying myself, so I'll just keep focusing on that.
We're enjoying ourselves up here, but we had a few pies at half-time, so we don't look as youthful or as skinny
just
as you do.
Last one, Basher. Thanks for your time. We're interested with the ruck. Obviously, Nankervis is your first choice. However, he's out again, and we call him the soldering iron up there, because he just gels things together. You know, he gets it done. Thought the big fella was great in the contest again today, and Chole provides a bit of an X factor. Didn't have a lot of it, but he creates a contest. He's exciting. Great options to have.
That's all we ask from our bigger boys. Just create options, and let our little boys just feed off them. So they're great. They're complementing each other, and the system's working pretty well.
Hey, Basher, we're going to let you go. You're beating the West Coast by six. You just put your feet up, mate. You got the Brisbane Lions are on top next Sunday here at the MCG. Seriously though, probably good to go into a final series going West Coast Brisbane. then you get a week off. It's a pretty good lead-in.
Absolutely. We're very, very excited about the challenges. And, you know, obviously there's no better way to enter final series than playing the top two teams of the competition in Brisbane and West Coast. So we'll stay humble, guys, and we'll just focus on every single week.
Hey, Basher, thanks for your time. Congratulations, 203 games. Let's hope there's some finals. And who knows, there may be another little Premiership Cup at the end of it all. We wish you all the best.
Thanks, guys.
Basher Hooley downstairs with Darren Parkin. He's a humble man. He's a bloody great player, and he played another good game today. What do you got, Kaz?
Just going to say, putting the Geelong hat on, obviously being...
Oh, you got the finals.
I've just got the predictor hat.
Predictor.
I was just thinking, so if next week, obviously Richmond play Brisbane.
Yes.
West Coast play Hawthorn back in Perth.
Yes.
And there is a difference at the moment of 5.2% between West Coast in third position and Brisbane on top of the ladder. So what would 5% mean in terms of Richmond beating Brisbane and then West Coast beating Hawthorn to jump them that 5%?
We'd have to get Kingy onto something like that because your maths...
What would the margins need to be? About five
or six
goals
either
way?
Do you know that, Bucky? I'm never good at percentage stuff.
No idea.
No idea? What you're telling me, though, Cass, is that the top spot coming into the last round of footy is up for grabs.
It is up for grabs, and those the mix of that top four then, is also very much up for grabs, depending upon, because it's very real. The very real possibility is that four teams finish on 64, and Geelong obviously will have the best percentage of the four. Richmond are unlikely to jump. They're 3% behind West Coast and 8% behind Brisbane, so they're certainly not going to catch Brisbane. But there's permutations and computations.
There's a bit of permutations over at Giants Stadium. The Giants are having a great second quarter. They now lead, boys, by 9 points, and they've got another shot on goal to Daniels from about 45 metres out, 52. Western Bulldogs 43-13 to go in the second quarter. Toby Green is having some sort of second quarter. And Zach Williams as well is just turning on a bit of a clinker.
Just while you got that, thank you, Bucky, for the around the grounds. I'm just looking at next week's draw. You've got the live ladder open. Collingwood kick off the round on Friday night against the Bombers. All right, now who knows? But let's say Collingwood beat the Bombers. They jump back in the fourth position?
They would, yes. They'd overtake because they're 5% superior to Richmond. So they'd jump Richmond.
Yep. And then on Sunday, we're covering this one. Tigers playing the Brisbane Lions on Sunday. If the top of the table Lions can come to the MCG and beat Richmond, because I know you're still not convinced about Brisbane.
Richmond will be out of the top four.
Yeah, that's what I was sort of... If Brisbane beat the Tigers and Collingwood win, Collingwood are fourth.
And there could be five teams on.
Tigers are on the fifth position. So, well, you know, round 23, it is open. That's what we're saying. It is open. Geelong... Well, with our Geelong hats on. Geelong against the Blues, Saturday at GMHBA Stadium.
You're giving a Geelong a tick there. Oh, yeah. Well, seriously.
At home, we should be.
Yeah.
At GMHBA, I mean, you have to think that if you're going to go into a final series and you've been beaten by Carlton at home, that would be, the alarm bells would be ringing.
The order is important, though, with the travel. It's a huge difference. If probably not for Geelong, Richmond and Collingwood, depending where they finish, but more so the other two, in terms of travel to West Coast, even if you have to finish below them to miss it, I mean, that's significant travel.
And Brisbane at the Gabba, for me, is a much more, well, great proposition for the Lions rather than Brisbane having to come. If Richmond belt Brisbane here next week, the other side of the coin, can Brisbane drop as low as third? Is that right, Cass?
Well, Brisbane could drop as
they
low
lose,
as...
They lose, West Coast win, Geelong win. Brisbane the third.
If Brisbane were to lose by six or seven goals and West Coast beat Hawthorn by six or seven, you think that might be enough for the percentage to jump over the top.
That'd be huge for them to
travel.
So
West Coast
Perth
would then jump over Brisbane, who would finish third, and Geelong would play Brisbane here at the MCG.
And if you put the hypotenuse over the cosine theta and you push the button, what number do we come out with then, Ben?
Well, I'm not sure of that question.
No, either am I. That was just some terms I remember from my year 9 maths.
The old hypotenuse.
Before they told me that you better get out of maths, Darren, because you don't understand it. And they were absolutely right.
Well, I had a daughter ask me about methods.
Yeah. My children come home and ask me fractions, and I say, go and ask your mother.
I got lost with
algebra in year 7. just went all downhill.
Bucky went downhill after grade 4.
For the third time. His third year in grade 4.
It was a beautiful year.
Bucky got through year 12 when he was 36 years of age, unfortunately. We're going to take a break. That was when he got his first tat, grade 4. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Benny. Sean Higgins is going to give us his steamatic standout. I've got a feeling where he might go, but we won't influence. Let Sean Higgins give us that. Benny, you're going to give us the Hamlin hanger and the goal of the day. We had a couple of exciting highlights. We'll have a sneak look. I'll give you the full round 23, and we'll give you the wash-up from here at the MCG. We'll take you around the grounds, and then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to have a cold little refreshment and watch Australia win a test match tonight at Lord's, weather permitting. MCG, Sunday afternoon. The crowd have all gone home, and Richmond have taken the points by 6 points on Live Bree, K-Rock Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football in 2019 is covering the biggest games right across Australia and giving you more chances to win.
Yeah.
This year, if you make it on air with the K-Rock footy team, you'll go into the draw to win over $6,000 worth of black frame solar panels from City to Surf Solar, including installation.
Ah!
All you've got to do is chat to the team about anything footy related on 52232955 and you'll be in the draw to win.
Wow.
Powered by City to Surf Solar, the region's solar power and energy efficiency specialists. Get more info and T's and C's at krockfootball.com.au.
Whatever you need to get things done, Goddings get things done.
Get serious about construction. Godding stocks the full range of Kubota excavators. 1 to 8 tonne in zero swing conventional models. Godding's also stock compact track loaders, wheeled loaders, and all the attachments required to get the job done. Kubota, high performance, durability, and reliability. And Godding's gives you complete after-sale service with on-site backup you can rely on.
Goddings, get things done. Goddings, get things done.
Goddings.com.au.
Hello, it's Jamie.
And Ruth from Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong.
544,712.
Jamie, are you counting your parking tickets or something?
That's my position on the footy tipping ladder.
Why don't you just focus on the top part of the ladder? After all, that's where the best of us hang out.
How do you know? Can you see that far?
On the ladder of general all-round awesomeness, sharing the views, of course, with our very own Bluey McGrath, is Wombat Gully Geelong.
201 Townsend Road in Moolap. Almost on the top of the ladder of awesomeness.
Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? A free appointment with our in-house architect will make your new home more about you and the way you live.
The interactions with Daniel, the architect, have been very positive. His communication style is very easy to work with. We talked what the budget would be. They came back with a design that fitted that budget.
For your free appointment with our in-house architect, register now at signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warralilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Full time at the MCG, I tell you what, if you love your footy, K-Rock Footy last night, yesterday afternoon, sorry, I kept saying last night, Brisbane and Geelong, a point, a goal kicked by Lincoln McCarthy with 50-odd seconds left in the game after he took a Hamlin hanger, won the game for the Brisbane Lions and broke the Cat Hearts. Here today at the MCG, the West Coast Eagles led by 29 points in the first quarter and they were dominating. Richmond showed their class. It started to rain. They started to surge forward. And in the end, they overcome adversity to win by 6 points and move back into the top four. Round 23 of footy, gentlemen, is coming up. Bucky, actually, have you got your stats up there, Bucky? Before I look at round 23, just give us a little snapshot on the Kerr's higher stats, leading possession winners, because off the back of that, Sean can give us his steamatic standout.
Yeah, individually, Dusty Martin, he had 35 touches, 6 clearances and 13 inside 50s and kicked the goal. Hawley, the bloke we spoke to after the game, 34 touches and 6 inside 50s. Prestia worked his way into the game with 29 touches. Edwards played his 250th last week. It was excellent against the Blues. He was excellent again this afternoon with 29 touches and 10 clearances to Shane Edwards. Brandon Ellis, 21, 700 apiece to Grimes. Lynch, very good game to Tom Lynch in difficult conditions. 17 disposals, 4 marks and 3 goals, 1. He was far too good for Tom Barrest this afternoon. Jaden Short, 15 and a goal. Jack Revolt didn't touch the ball in the first quarter, the captain, but he ended up with the 15 touches, 4 marks and kicked 2 goals, 1. Kane Lambert, after a quiet start, kicked a goal from his 14 possessions. And for the Eagles, Andrew Gaff worked really tirelessly in the last quarter to get his team back into it. He had 29 touches and 6 clearances. Elliot Yeo, another one who was big in the last quarter, 26 touches and 15 clearances to Elliot Yeo. Gee, that's a big number. He also laid the 8 tackles. Shuey, 25 touches. Hearn, 24 and 10 marks. Brad Shepherd, 21. Lewis Jetta, 19 and 3 goals to Cripps from his 13 disposals, and little Willie Rioli at 12 disposals and kicked 2 goals, won a crowd of 57,415 saw. Richmond 13-10, 88, defeat the Eagles 13-4, 82 around the grounds, and it is a 9-point lead to the Giants with 7 minutes remaining in the second quarter against the Western Bulldogs.
Beautiful work, Bucky. As always, comprehensive when your Kerr's higher stats, which leads me to our Steamatic standout player. Sean Higgins has been in special comments today for Goddings, your number one Kubota specialist out there in Rockbank. Steamatic standout, don't panic, call Steamatic. Delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for over 25 years, and we're delighted to have them on board. Sean Higgins, who did you think was the Steamatic standout?
Well, we sung his praises all game, and it was Dusty Martin, 35 disposals, 27 were kicks. He had 13 inside 50s, which was a game high, 6 clearances, capped off with a nice goal as well. But he was the player that really dragged Richmond into the contest in the second term.
Steamatic standout, no surprises there. Dustin Martin, what a player he is. We are into the fifth quarter, of course, for City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes, fifth quarter sponsor as well. Award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom-designed homes, 400,000 to a million, up around Bucky's range there, and Benny and I at the lower end, but doesn't matter, they do it for both of us, really, Bucky, for your million-dollar stuff and for Benny and I, just with a couple of sort of two-bedroomers and a little outhouse for Benny out the back on a Saturday night. Benny, let's have a look at round 23 before we close out proceedings here. It starts on Friday night. Are we doing that one on the Rock, the Collingwood Bombers game?
Yeah, we'll be front and square for that one, Chuck. And then we'll be obviously front and square for the Cats hosting the Blues down there at GMHBA Stadium in a twilight, Saturday twilight affair. And we will finish off with a big one here between 1v4. Well, it may be 1v5 if Collingwood can do the job on Friday night, but the Tigers take on the Lions fresh off their victory over the Cats. So if the Lions win that, Brisbane fans will be naked.
And will you start to believe then or not? If they beat Richmond, will you start?
I will. I sat next to, on the way home in the flight. Do you know that if somebody comes down the aisle, okay, and they have to walk sideways to get down the aisle, that's not a good sign.
You don't want that person to sit next to you.
No. Anyway, I didn't sit next to that person. I sat next to another person who the Brisbane membership department must have done some sort of deal. And he'd flown from, a Brisbane supporter flown from Melbourne to Brisbane for yesterday's game. They had a $210 each way, and he'd flown up for yesterday's game. I think he would have slept last night. I hope he's not married.
Well, it wasn't Kevin Murray.
I'm not sure what his name was, but he was so excited about the Brisbane Lions, and he'd flown up for just for the day by himself to see his Lions get the chockies.
Had he had a few, do you reckon?
No, he hadn't had a few. No, he was all good, but he would have just been staring at the ceiling
last
night.
You won't get excited. Is Lachie Neale going to win the Brownlow?
Geez, he was good yesterday. They didn't really pay him too much respect, to be honest with you. They let him do it every like, but he had 9 clearances, including one where he just grabbed it and ran into an open goal. It was quite unbelievable. But
interesting to see next week how many of the old Fitzroy supporters get out and support
Koza,
the Brisbane Lions. That's actually on the cards.
Koza is a chance. I saw him the other night.
When
he got on his Vespa and he was heading up Hoddle and the cravat was blowing up and it was in his eyes, he threw the cravat off. And I'm not joking. He turned left into Brunswick. He went up Brunswick Street and he pulled into the old Fitzroy Oval and there was a tear in his eye, Koza. I followed him deliberately and he was reminiscing of the Warwick Irwin, Harvey Merrigan, you know, those sort of days. I wouldn't be surprised if Koza comes next week and he's a Brisbane supporter.
And he dusted off his old Fitzroy gear.
Collingwood versus Bombers Friday night. So the Bombers are in the finals. That's a tick there for the Bombers. So that's not going to alter that too much. Collingwood are sort of fighting for a top 4 spot. So pretty important game. Swans and the Saints, who cares cup. North Melbourne and the Demons. Benny, I keep saying Benny. Sean's team down in Tasmania to finish off the season. So do you just sort of go straight into the end of season trip from that?
What happens there? Do you end up at the rest point? Or how do you, what do you...
That's up north. We'll fly back Saturday night.
After the game?
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Oh, we might just
and then you just get a stack hat on
stack hat on
it. The quiet ones.
Is the castle still going North Melbourne? Or
who's likely to get off the chain in the North group?
Oh, jeez.
Who's likely to really enjoy that week
Benny
straight up?
Benny Cunnington will be outraged.
He doesn't drink, does he?
Who was the dude?
Well, Scotty Thompson's hanging up the boots.
Gee, that could be nasty.
It'd be nice to get the result for him, and I'm sure Turbo might maybe just let the family know. I'll see you on Thursday.
Who's Turbo?
Scott Thompson.
Oh, is that what you call him?
Yeah,
why do you call him Turbo? You got no idea.
So that's a Blundstone
Arena.
So you've
got a teammate who you call him Turbo, and you have absolutely no idea why. That is absolutely horrendous. You got some homework in the off-season.
Thanks, Bryza. So that's North and the Demons on Saturday. We said the Cats and the Blues. Bucky will be down there just with his robe on. Not much underneath, I would have thought, Bucky, just in case. You would suggest, we shouldn't suggest anything, but the Cats at home should get the Chockies, and then we'll wait and see where they finish. The Suns and the Giants, probably not a lot to look forward to.
Could that be the lowest crowd in recent history?
Suns versus Giants could...
They'd be lucky to get 3,000 or 4,000, would they?
1,300. Well, it'll be under 5,000.
Well, Dylan Leach, who rode the boundary for us yesterday for Pettis suspension, who lives in Brisbane, was suggesting that they've got a deal going there. It's buy one ticket and get 300 free.
Well, I'll tell you what. The
Giants have kicked a goal.
The Giants are on top. They kicked the last four. They lead 60, Western Bulldogs 45, closing in on half-time at the Giants Stadium.
Giants, even if they win this one, Cass...
They're going to be sixth.
Yeah, they can't get in the top four, so that's why I'm just sort of looking at the top four, bottom four, and obviously who is going to take that eighth position. The Eagles and the Hawks over in the West. Now, the Hawks obviously have to get the job done today, but the Hawks might be playing for a spot in the eight in that game, so that's a big one in the West, and the Eagles could be playing for top spot. Sunday, the Dogs and the Crows, depending on what happens here, but the Dogs with their points on the table, I had a look at it on the way in, they are playing for eighth spot as well. It'll be the Dogs or the Hawks for mine, or the Crows. Can they find something? But they seem to be just in all sorts of bother at the moment. So that's
going to come down to the Dogs and Crows. If you're saying West Coast will beat the Hawks, they can't make it. So then it's that game there.
That game there on Sunday.
The Crows lost and went up a spot.
They did. 11 goal loss,
by
actually.
11 goals.
That's not bad. Lose by 11 and slip into the top eight.
Can Port make it or not?
Well, they got exactly the same percentage as the Crows. Exactly.
Yeah, it
103.0,
is.
I think.
Port so, play Frio in the
Port
last
need a win.
Game.
Bulldogs need a win. Port need a win by more than the Bulldogs to make eighth.
Port need to beat Fremantle at the Adelaide Oval by a fair margin to get in, I would have thought. So, I'm with you. I think it's the Dogs and the Crows on Sunday that may well decide eighth position. But let's see what the Hawks do this afternoon. They're all theories at the moment. And the massive one next Sunday, a K-Rock covering game here at the MCG, will be the Tigers. And they might be fighting for a top four berth. Against the Lions, a remarkable story. They're sitting tonight in first position on the ladder. It's a remarkable turnaround. That is your round 23 of football next week. We'll then all go away for a week and catch our breath, go and watch a bit of local footy, and then come back for four massive weeks. I'm going to say this, boys, as we close it. I reckon it is so open this year. Yep, Rich, we saw two teams today that could win it. We hope Geelong can win it. When Collingwood get to Goey and Stevenson back, can Collingwood win it? Could someone come from outside the top four and win it? Sean, are you prepared now to put your... If you had a little $25 and you could go to the TAB on the way home, unfortunately North Melbourne aren't in it, so you can't win it. Who do you think is, in your mind, the favourite to win the flag this year?
I think it's still Richmond. Yeah, I got asked this question 4 weeks ago and thought the Tigers were just putting together a good brand of football, and nothing's happened for me to change that at the moment.
Bucky, I know it's hard. Just tell me one team right now. We'll have a look at this in 5 weeks. Who's going to win it this year?
I tend to agree with Sean. I can't see Richmond faltering, to be perfectly honest. They've just had a great run into the finals. I get Cochran back shortly. They've only really without Alex Rance. They're pretty much at full strength, and their back line's holding up. So I think the Tigers are the team to beat now.
Two for Richmond. Benny Cass, just you only got to give me one team. Just give me one.
West Coast.
West Coast Eagles will win the flag.
As long as it's dry.
Back-to-back West Coast dry at the MCG. Two Richmond, one West Coast. Darren Parkin's back from the dressing rooms. Quick dash with any St John of God's down there. And Grimes looked to be okay at the end of proceedings. So an injury update. Anything you spotted? And then tell me who's the premiership team.
Yeah, he was fine, Grimes. Walking sort of unhobbled. The medical staff left him alone. He was just sort of wandering around down there. So whatever treatment he got during the three-quarter time break seems to have alleviated that. No other issues for Richmond. West Coast were Mark Hutchings is what looked like a groin injury. So it'd be interesting. They rolled the dice on getting him back on the ground. So that's obviously, wouldn't think that's a month-long injury. But given they got one game before finals, it's touch and go for one of their stoppers and just a couple of corkies. And I think Richmond as well. I think on the evidence of that, and it's hard to say given Brisbane have won 9 in a row, but I think Richmond and West Coast are the two best sides in the comp, and that should be the grand final.
Darren,
and if it plays like that, it'd be a cracker.
Well done on your work today. Again, you stood strong in the wet, and good luck to your local team. He'll end down there in the finals. Thanks for your work, Dash. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Good man. We'll go home and watch the test match tonight. Do you think the Aussies can win, Dash?
Yeah, I think they can. I don't think England can. I mean, England would have to bowl us out for probably less than 200 in 50-odd overs. I think if we have that much time, we'll probably win.
Yeah, I think we might see a cracker tonight at Lord's.
Benny
said West Coast.
How many wickets has Bob Willis taken?
Yeah, he's taken a few in this year. You're an idiot, Ben. So, K-Rock commentary box, we've got three with Richmond and one with the West Coast Eagles. And, you know, I'm always going to go left field. And I just like the romance of it. And you can all laugh at me. That's okay. It's just an opinion. But I just like what is happening up north. I reckon the players are playing so hard for their coach. Luke Hodges' presence is enormous. Lockie Neal's been wonderful. Some of those kids, McCluggage and Berry, and I know you're shaking your head, Benny. That's okay. I'm going with the fairy tale romance, and I'm just going to say that Brisbane are going to win the flag this year, and we're going to talk about it for a long, long time.
You'll learn next Sunday whether they can or not. Even if they don't win, you'll find out whether they can win the flag, I reckon.
Next Sunday.
I love it, Chuck. I love it. Now, we were talking earlier about those big pills that they hand out.
Yep. Take one of those.
Yeah. No, look, if Brisbane won, I'd be absolutely rattled. It'd be great for footy. And I just don't think they're seasoned enough. They're having a great season, and it's great for them. I just don't think they're seasoned enough. Next week is a massive test, given yesterday's game was really physical.
Yep.
They were down. They overcame adversity, got the win in the last gasp. You know, players were in raptures after the game. I don't think some of them could believe that they won. Mm. Now they've got to front up against an informed team that most think can win the flag on the road. So if they put up a really good showing next week and then get a home final, anything can happen. I just don't think they're seasoned.
Turn the clock back a few years ago. Did you think the Western Bulldogs were seasoned campaigners and hard and ready to win the flag?
No, I didn't.
No.
I didn't even think Richmond were seasoned enough. So, if, you know, I'm like a bit like Pete Ryan, poo off the shovel sort of style. Tipping's horrific.
Bucky, I was going to go home, but you've got to give us the Hamlin hanger and the goal of the day, please, before we go.
I was sparked up back in the studio.
You did. Don't forget, I've been doing the work back here. I hope you got a few extras, Bryzer, because it is a Sunday arvo and we need a couple of extras from you. He's sweating now. He's got no extras. What do you got, Bucky?
We'll start with the Hamlin hanger mark of the day. Came in the second quarter. Liam Ryan, who took a great mark in last year's grand final. It was actually a similar mark. Three deep, punt road end. He flew pretty high. So spectacular Hamlin hanger mark of the day to Liam Ryan.
Petrocelli bodied line the ball. Handball to Kennedy. Kennedy throws it on the left shoe. Down towards Darling. Ryan! Hamlin hanger contender Ryan's taken a beauty.
It was a beauty, and you could tell Benny Cass was up and about for that one. Ryan launched himself. The umpire took a week to pay it, but it was a great Hamlin hanger.
I'm still getting over Sean plays with the bloke, doesn't know why he calls him his name.
Turbo.
That's extraordinary.
We'll find that out.
The first thing you do when you get a club is you find out why blokes have that nickname.
If we invite Sean back for the finals, Ben, which I hope you do, I don't know, he might be on an end-of-season bender or something.
With Turbo.
We'll find out why he's called Turbo. Scotty Thompson.
Turbo Thompson.
What's that? I don't
understand. Was he a fictional character?
Was he like a superhero, was he?
Turbo Thompson.
You just made that up to try and get yourself out of the poo.
Bucky, you're giving us the Hamlin hanger. What about the goal of the day, please?
Just quickly before we go there, it's a three-point lead to the Giants, 60-57. Fair bit of spite in this game. It looks like Matt DeBoer is tagging Marcus Bontempelli, and they're just going at it.
Toby Green looks to be agitating, which is unusual for Toby. It's not normally his go.
Yeah, no, it's a high-scoring game, and the Doggies kicked the last two of that second quarter, so And look forward to watching the second half of that. We'll go to the goal of the day, touch of class by Shai Bolton in the second quarter. He was in a little bit of trouble, just found some space and kicked the goal of the afternoon.
They all just stood at ground level. Punch to the front. Bolton turned left, turned right. Then he kicked the goal of the day. That was sensational.
It was sensational because he just, one of those players that everyone sort of was going at 100 miles an hour and he just stood still and went left and went right and then snapped a ball. It was absolutely the goal of the day. Text messages just come through. The Vespa driver, no doubt, he said he has already changed. He is a Brisbane Lions supporter for the remainder of this season, he said, Koza. So we're not surprised, Bucky, are we really?
No, not particularly. I wonder how Bluey went today. I haven't received any information about Bluey's team playing off in the grand final today. So hopefully we'll get an update on that shortly.
Hopefully. Good Geelong luck, women's team, the
Should
amateurs.
Should be over by now, I would have thought.
Well, I'm going to text him on the way home and see. I'll just check my phone now. He hasn't given me much. Bluey's probably out celebrating. I think we're done and dusted, Cass, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Say thank you. Bri's are back in the studio. Well done. Your Tigers are flying. Thanks for your help. We've got the Happy Dave on Sunday, not the grumpy one that normally runs the show. Happy Dave on a Sunday. Great to have him.
There is a third Dave.
Yeah, I know, but we can't mention him on here, can we? We can't mention that Dave. No, that's right, Briser. It's a dead end. Darren Parkin, thanks for your work. Well done.
No worries, thank you.
Good work, Dash.
And Heath Buck, well done, I was going to say, for your warm-up this morning down at Avalon Oval. Or where were you? Avalon?
It's actually Chernside. It's Avalon Airport Oval, but I call it Chernside Park.
The old-school really stuff.
The old-school, yeah.
Hey, next week, don't forget, down at GMHBA Stadium, I want you to turn up moccasins and a dark blue robe.
And a cigarette in my mouth.
Nothing underneath.
A pipe.
And if an upset's caused, we're going to get you with the K-Rock microphone.
Straight down in the room.
Drop the robe and just stick the mic straight over Paddy Cripps' shoulder and you'll create just sensational news on K-Rock.
I'm quite sure he'd be happy with that. Perfect. I'll do it anyway.
Sean Higgins, well done on your unbelievable victory last night. Sorry your team's not in the finals. Good luck for the last round down in Tasmania.
Good on you, Chuck. Thanks, boys.
Sean Higgins, great to have him on board K-Rock Footy, and hopefully we'll have a bit more Sean Higgins in the finals. To my partner in crime today, calling all the action, the man that puts the K-Rock production together during the week. And you've done a lot of work sort of during the week on some film work and some highlights and some packages. Betty Cass, thanks for your work.
Yeah, thank you, Lions, and thank you, Ball Boys.
You've had a big weekend down from the Gabba last night. You called two crackers, though.
Yeah, it's been a really good round of footy. Friday night, not so good, but yesterday and today have been absolute beauties.
All right, all done and dusted. Final scores here at the MCG on a Sunday afternoon. Richmond, 13 goals, 10, 88. Over the Eagles, 13-4, 82. The margin in the end was 6 points. Richmond go back into the top four. Who would have thought? Brisbane are on top of the ladder tonight. It's been an amazing year of footy. Stay with us. Finals around the corner. Today, I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to...
K-Rock Footy. He did pretty well. He's not the longest kick in the AFL. Ball on the line. And Darling kicks a goal. So, Mel, Richmond did not kill the contest.
Wow.
And Darling just picked the ball up and kicked a goal from 4 inches out.
A nice little player kicks it to Lynch. Hamlin Hanger from the Sorrento Bomber. Out he came.
He's got time for a casual bounce. Handball's in ball to Bolton. Bolton goes to Castagna. Castagna, this way, that way, snaps. Oh, he didn't get purchased. Oh. It bounces through for a goal, though.
Waterman here sends the Eagles to half forward. Oh, roved it beautifully. Rioli in true Rioli style kicks the goal of the day. Petrocelli picks it up and kicks an unbelievable goal. A banana kick, or if you're from Adelaide, a check side kick from about 45.
Rewalds! Hamlin Hanger contender Rewalds.
Over the top of Paid a push with the foot, I think. Paid a push.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
They all just stood at ground level. Punch to the front. Bolton turned left. Turned right. Then he kicked the goal of the day. That was sensational.
Superb. Shouldn't miss this. He's 20 out directly in front and he doesn't. He gets his 51st goal of season 2019. The margin is back under 2 goals. Petrocelli body lined the ball, handball to Kennedy. Kennedy throws it on the left shoe, down towards Darling. Ryan!
Hanglin hanger contender Ryan's taken a beauty.
Can he complete the present for the Tigers? He certainly can. So an error by the Eagles results in a goal to the Tigs. At the top of the 10-yard square, it's a rush behind. The margin is 2 points. Just have a listen to the Richmond fans. Push at the moment by the Tigers. Yo, ducked underneath it, got a handball to Cripps. I said they dearly love one, and Cripps has delivered a golden one. A beautiful Willy Wonka gold ticket it was. He snapped it. Dustin kicks a goal! Richmond 101. Tap, push, knock, dribble, kick, Martin, goal.
Yeah, not putting any weight on that right leg at the moment, Dylan Grimes. In that marking contest where he sort of came over the top, sort of backing back, just landed very awkwardly. So that'll be the story, win, lose or draw.
He got his head over it. And I tell you what, Benny, the goal umpire didn't have to do much work. Just the cranium rock back. The wet hat almost fell off the head.
Graham kicks it towards the teeth of goal. Rewald comes up, farms a handball back to Edwards. Edwards throws it on the right shoe. And Edwards kicks a goal of the day. Look at him get round it.
Drop punts, a goal. So that is a gift. Richmond fans are not happy at all. And I think they got reason to be a little bit upset with that decision.
And he kicks the goal. So that's an absolute gift.
Oh, Barras has had a howl.
You cannot offer up gifts in these conditions in tight games.
Gets it to Bolton. Bolton sticks it under his wing and runs. Kicks a long ball inside the centre square. Rewald tapped it to Lynch and they get a goal.
He kicks the goal and we are locked at 82 apiece with exactly 4 minutes and 55 seconds remaining.
And is he going to rush it? No, he's not going to rush it through. He kept it alive. Maybe he should have rushed it through. Ellis picked it up. Jack Rewald kicks a goal.
And look like recording a famous victory late this season. Is there one last twist of the tail? There's not, because Hooley takes it. He just thumps a big high barrel towards centre half forward. Howlett's it. Rioli's dangerous. Nelson's there. Rioli did okay. Shepherd. Ball spills out. The Tigers are going to win. There's 5 seconds remaining. There it is. Richmond home in a thriller. 13-10-88. West Coast 13-4-82.
Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.